The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, April 1st, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches how to take control of your health, focusing on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is the PhD of East Ridge, Clint Powell. And good morning, Clint.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing quite well. Did you hear? You hear I got engaged? It's April Fools. Let's smirk on his face.
Pretty good. That's pretty good.
I sucked him in on that one.
That's pretty good. By the way, I love doing the show with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, what a fail. I wish you all could
can
see
figure that
face.
Out. Yeah. Is it April Fool's or is it true? I don't. We'll you never
do.
Know.
I do know.
We'll never
yeah.
know.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, your week go okay?
All my weeks go okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Every week I have is a good week. Every single week.
You know, I honestly believe that 70% of what you say is true.
Oh, 100%.
No, it's not 100. No, you fake it some. We all do, and we are humans.
But here's the deal. This is my difference right now. Mm-hmm. This is what I look at life, at least. Not different, not bad or good. But the fact that I'm here to fake something makes it a good day. If I am up and healthy enough
Bingo.
To fake mm-hmm. a good attitude when I feel like people are in my way and they're making me pissed off, pardon my language, if I have the opportunity to feel that way, mm-hmm. in essence, that is a good day. I will take that day.
That is a wise perspective.
There are people in a hospital bed right now that did not expect to be there today. Mm-hmm. And 2 weeks ago, they were out in the sunshine. They were having their coffee. They were hugging on their friends and family. They did not know they would be there today. And if I were to complain to them about the things that are frustrating me right now, my fears, they would take that day that I have right now. They'd trade places with me immediately.
100 times.
So I will take my day.
Wonderful.
Now,
wonderful.
Show's over, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, see ya. Yeah. No need to go to church this Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Clint has spoke.
Yeah, you probably need to go to church. Don't listen to me.
Hey, I think it was last week, I talked about that new app that I really like called SOS. And it is an app that analyzes restaurants as far as them using what I talk about constantly, seed oils, which
right.
means the oils that we now see cause, perhaps could be one of the biggest causes of heart disease, mitochondrial dysfunction, faster aging, and many of the maladies of age may be due to we thought was sugar, and it may be far less sugar and far more of these oils. But the reason we thought it was sugar, because the oils and sugar have always been combined, and because the oils are called vegetable oils, they've always had a little bit of kind of a health food name to them. So people thought, wow, I can eat canola vegetable oil, safflower vegetable oil, and I'm getting more vegetables. No. It's actually very much poisonous. From the invention of the seed oil, what is a seed oil? They did it in manufacturing in order to have a very low-cost, stable product that you can mix into foods, and they can sit on the shelf for several years, and they do taste pretty darn good. So it was a win-win, except for your bodily function. So I'm really hugely invested in eating as little seed oils as possible. It takes the body 6 years to actually lower the levels of what I have been eating, and most of us have been for a lot of our life. In fact, Nutrition World sold canola oil up until the 90s because we all thought it was healthy. You know, you live and you learn. You live and you learn.
How many things from the 70s and 80s were we sold on the advertising media front, the propaganda front, fats are bad. Mm-hmm. You know, here's a healthy, oh, nine doctors say it's part of a healthy way to start your day as far as a breakfast. And here's Lucky Charms, you know, or whatever yeah. it is. So we've just come so far in learning to read labels. And I know you said it, but there's a great meme. There's a great Instagram page out there that all they do, for the most part, they do other stuff, but a lot of what they do is take the labels or the ingredients of foods made in Europe or mm-hmm. served at restaurants or sold in stores versus what's sold in America. And you'll see 9 or 10 ingredients and come to America and you'll see 37 exactly. ingredients.
Exactly.
Same brand on the front of the box.
Same brand.
Yeah.
Yep. The Food Babe on Instagram is one that does that.
Two weeks ago,
she did it on a type of kid's cereal.
Yeah.
It was disheartening. Mm-hmm. Absolutely disheartening. Let's see. In Europe, they're using beet juice to color the color red. And of course, we know what they use here. Red dye number 42. All the things that have pure chemicals. But I want to go back to the SOS app. It's free. When I downloaded it a couple weeks ago, here's a couple more of the restaurants. And they have ratings of only 3. You can, like, this is a great place to eat, very safe. The other is called Dine Shamefully. And one is, I think, one even level... No, Don Shamefully is the worst rating there is, and there's one in between. The other says, just be cautious. Well, here's the restaurants that, the few that had Dine Shamefully. Five Guys was Dine Shamefully. Chick-fil-A, Dine Shamefully. But Outback was Dine Cautiously.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. That's where I think you and I had a little conflict on Outback versus Longhorn. Longhorn was Dine Shamefully. So my Outback is better than your Longhorn, Clint Powell. By SOS.
Yeah, I just got to be honest with you. I don't think you should be talking about my Longhorn. There. But, yeah, I'll go eat at Longhorn every time over Outback. No, Outback to me, I've eaten there a bunch, uh-huh. but I just don't like the food as much.
So how is your Longhorn?
I love Longhorn. It's great.
But you said your Longhorn.
But so I consider it my restaurant because it's one of my favorite places to go. See, I'm trying to save the show, Ed. Take a hint, sir. Jeez. Read a room, Ed Jones.
All right.
Next headline.
Next headline. Let's
try to get Sean to fire me. Sean will fire me in a heartbeat.
Yeah. All right.
What's the best thing that ever happened to that show? Clint got fired. He kept talking about restaurants and making innuendos. So.
All right. Let's go to what is the most germ-ridden object in your kitchen?
Oh, okay.
What is it? What do you think?
I'm going to say your sponge. At
okay.
your sink.
The next sentence in this is not the sponge. Out of the estimated 48 million cases of foodborne illness that occur every year in the U.S., up to 20% may be linked to food prepared at home. But in a study commissioned by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety, 48% of spice containers were contaminated with bacteria. I never would have thought that. Spices in your cabinet.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that either.
No. Cutting boards and trash can lids were number 2 and the 3 most contaminated objects, while the handles of sink faucets turned out to be the least contaminated.
I wonder if that's because what they're made out of a lot of times.
Probably so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, spices.
The cutting boards I get because you're leaving ridges and cuts.
And I can see trash can lids, I guess.
Absolutely. I would have never guessed spice, and I would have 100% gone with my sponge.
Yeah, and I mean, these things have fecal coliforms and E. coli.
What about the handles of your refrigerator or your microwave buttons? Ooh.
Mine's not bothered at all. I haven't used my microwave but once about 2 years ago.
Really?
No, I don't use a microwave. My daughter had had a dog sitter come over. He was about my age, and a friend of a friend. And I went to Gatlinburg, and he had to call her and said, Katie, where is your microwave for me to heat my food? She said, I don't own a microwave. We don't use microwaves. She said, he was like, the one person in the whole world doesn't have one, and I'm at their house.
So is it because you don't like the microwaves?
It's not super unhealthy. I do not like countering the ancestral wisdom of the universe by putting something in that's going to do that vibration.
I'll talk to you about that off there. My microwave is broken, the window on it. And so every time I walk in front of it, my watch, everything glitches. And I have a strange feeling that's probably why I've got some health issues right now.
You are kidding.
No, I'm not kidding a bit. My microwave glass, it's been broken for a year. So
your microwave glass is broken?
Yeah, it's broken in a little bit. It's pushed in. So And you can feel the heat coming out of it. So I just move away from it when I use it. I'll hit start and then I run to the other end of the room.
That is so, you're such an intelligent being. Oh my gosh. But don't go buy a new microwave now, okay?
All my money's going to this little thing called college and the IRS, sir. But you continue on as you were.
Another site, and I do totally am connected to the fact we have to build a team for our journey through life. I don't care if it's financial, if it's health, if it's car washes. I mean, you're going to have to get the people and the businesses you trust in order to journey for the best efficient method throughout your days. Well, Green Med Info, the guy's name is Sanja, mm-hmm. I think, and he has amazing passion for publicizing science-based information on holistic options. And here's one on what is a common affordable spice that worked as well or better than antidepressants for mood and anxiety, minus the dangerous
cumin.
Side effects. No,
cinnamon.
That's down the list.
Cinnamon.
Nope.
Ginger.
You'll never guess it, Clint. No, you won't.
Turmeric.
No, you won't guess it.
Oregano.
Sometimes I'm right. You will never guess this.
Cilantro.
Emerging research on saffron.
Saffron.
Saffron challenges pharmaceutical dominance over psychiatry. Saffron shines over antidepressants in many clinical studies. Modern psychiatry relies heavily on what we call selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, like Prozac, for conditions like obsessive compulsive and, of course, depression. But these studies on saffron met or exceeded the synthetic drugs for efficacy and certainly did not have any of the dangerous side effects.
But how much do you have saffron do you have to take on one?
Not a whole lot. 2016 study double-blind tested 30 milligrams of saffron. That's one pill. 30 milligrams is teeny amounts of an herb versus 40 milligrams of Prozac in women with postpartum depression over 6 weeks. Saffron performed exactly on par with the blockbuster drug Prozac. Over 40% of saffron patients saw a 50% reduction in symptoms versus exactly the same 50% in Prozac. No significant difference and no adverse effects in the saffron group. Nature offers us some amazing options.
I have a question, though.
Yeah.
And this is serious. I wonder if the study was done as people thought they were taking Prozac and if it's the placebo mm-hmm. effect.
Sure it is. Part of it is.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I wonder if they knew they were getting a different product to see if it worked or if they thought they were getting Prozac. And then they said, "Oh yeah, I feel better." You know what I'm saying?
Because if they think
they're getting a different product and it worked, mm-hmm. that's to me is like, okay, that's pretty legit. Unless they mm-hmm. thought they were getting Prozac, then it's even more legit, I think, because now we're just realizing it's a mental thing.
The thing is, this kind of study, the double-blind placebo-controlled, is they knew going in that there was two pills. They knew going in there's one's going to be fake and one's going to be a drug, but you don't know which. You don't know what you're taking because
okay,
they look the same.
Yeah,
but then there's a
part.
Double crossover. The
yeah.
double crossover is over a period of certain weeks. Then we're going to switch it up.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then we're going to do it. That is a very accurate
yeah,
way
yeah.
of coming to a conclusion. So, yeah,
that's
saffron.
Pretty cool.
And saffron's never been popular.
And do y'all sell? I mean, is that just
yeah.
the supplement you can buy?
Well, GNC sells it. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm just,
wow,
you know, geez. I'm kidding.
I kind of leaned back in my chair like, geez. Huh.
Nutrition World does offer it in very high quality.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. But I've not been recommending it. I did not realize the power of saffron. I mean, saffron's like a spice. That's what it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
And I'm going to start finding ways to incorporate that in my meals. Seriously.
You could.
Yeah,
you could
just a little bit here and there to help.
Bingo.
Put it in the microwave.
If you had
your
some
food.
Good quality fresh saffron, it would work. I can't remember what saffron tastes like.
I'm going to look it up while you do.
Okay.
Exit out.
Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, got a great conversation with a representative that just finished at Nutrition World training my staff on some really cutting edge information on the microbiome. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
I want to welcome a brand new sponsor, Alchemy Med Spa and Wellness Center. They were founded on a simple concept, the transformation from within. Because beauty is for everyone. The Alchemy team are certified experts, passionate about treating, caring for, and educating their clients to help achieve optimal results. Let the Alchemy team help you to look and feel your best. They're located in Chattanooga, on the North Shore, and in downtown Cleveland. For more information, visit alchemymedspachat.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my co-host, Clint Powell. And if you've listened to Vital Health Radio or anything at Nutrition World, from YouTubes to Facebook to Instagram to TikToks, you know the vital importance that we place on what we call the microbiome. The microbiome is the gut bacteria, the gut integrity, a part of the body that is not a piece of plumbing. It actually is an organ that produces so much of our brain chemistry and our immune system. And today I have one of our most respected representatives from a company who is well schooled and skilled in the conversation to a point. Mainly, she goes to a lot of physicians and talks very high level talk to these people who are dealing with patients with a lot of issues. So we're welcome Tamara from the Microbiome Labs, and welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you.
We just finished a training at Nutrition World where you came in and you trained my staff, as we do lately. We've been doing it almost twice a week. We had a training on Tuesday. We had one on Thursday. And that's one reason I feel that we have separated ourselves from the normal, what we call nutrition store community, because my staff of 37 people, now you don't train all of those, but a good chunk you do, there is so much science to this. It can be complex. We at Nutrition World try to make everything simple for let us deal with the complexity and help us to help you more. But I am just, my eyes just are dazzled when I hear you speak of the potential for helping people with different issues, not treating medical conditions, but helping to empower them through their journey of IBS and reflux and everything from autoimmune down the list, because the gut is the one of the key players. And so I'll let you kind of take off on that.
Yeah. So as you said, the gut microbiome, or the collection of bacteria in the lower part of the GI tract, is basically the control center for all of the other functions in the body. I mean, there's crosstalk between this community and almost every other body system, including the brain. We have, you know, established ourselves as, and I believe we're quite well respected as the pioneers of gut microbiome health and function. And we've done that through the amount of finished product studies that we've published. We've done more of that than any other supplement company out there. We've published 21 studies to date, everything from, you know, the ability to reduce endotoxins like lipopolysaccharide in the gut, which impacts the entire body, to improving psoriasis, to improving acne, IBS, protecting the liver, all different areas of research. And that is kind of how we have differentiated ourselves in the space.
And the thing is, in the field of nutrition, many companies do a very good job of looking at studies and then using them to help produce a option or a product. You actually publish the study. Very few companies really do that. And you are at the top of your game on that. And I know we're going to talk a little bit about two products, but Megaspore is one that I got started on, which is one pill a day. And it is a different way of building up this culture of health within the gut. And I know you mentioned in the trainings, and which I love the whole theory of ancestral wisdom or ancient wisdom, and that is looking at cultures, people who live in areas of the world that really don't have much disease, not like we do. We're epidemic into poor health, and we have a massive medical system that is not even treading water. It's going backwards. It will save our life in a car wreck like nobody else, or a pregnancy, but generally for chronic diseases, they are a legacy of failure. It just is.
Yeah. I just want to ask a quick question. You said something that I thought was, and I represent the people that are not educated in this. That's my job on this show. But you said something about bacteria in our gut. Whenever you say that, and I just know a little bit about it from being around Ed, immediately I go, well, ooh, I don't want that. But that's not the way it's supposed to be, right?
True.
Yeah. There's good bacteria, right?
There are.
Okay.
There are. And if you look at the makeup of us as humans, we're 90% bacteria. 10% human.
That's a lie. That's got to be a
I
lie.
Promise.
I don't want to be called 90%.
I promise.
That's unbelievable.
And
really,
what's even more interesting is that we outsource the majority of the work that goes on in our body automatically to gut bacteria. And what's so even more interesting is that when we eat, we don't consider what those bacteria want to eat.
No.
You know, we want pizza, we want a burger. I don't think necessarily most of our gut bacteria want to eat that. They want to eat.
Mine do. So go ahead. That's amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it really is important to consider that, to consider how do we keep all of these really important organisms alive. We have to feed them what they want to eat.
You got to feed your bacteria. That's amazing. That's a t-shirt you guys should sell. Feed your bacteria.
Well, Clint does his at Waffle House. He figures that's a good pre-post biotic for sure.
Yeah, well, yeah, nothing supports my immune system like a good Krispy Kreme donut. But go
ahead.
That.
Right. But I do want to say to the people listening, we used to think by looking at the TV commercials, a cup of yogurt would do this. Absolutely cannot, will not, correct?
Not in the way that we think, right? Those foods are nutritious and they're important in certain ways. But if we really want to, support the good bacteria in our gut, then we need to treat them in a special way. The way that our company has, I don't want to say figured out, because we didn't really figure out anything. We came across data that showed using spore-forming bacteria is really the best way to increase the number of good bacteria in our gut to shift their environment in a way that's conducive to these organisms being able to thrive long term.
What is a spore compared to normal probiotic?
Right. So most probiotic formulas that were on the market prior to 2012, which is when we launched Megasporebiotic, are some combination of lactobacillus and bifidobacterium. Unfortunately, those bacteria don't have any way to protect themselves from the harsh environment of the stomach. Some of them will survive, but the majority will not. Now, that's not to say that those products don't have a benefit, because a lot of them do. Even if the bacteria die in the stomach, they can still provide some benefit in the body. The spore-forming bacteria were provided to us by nature, and they've been on the planet since before humans. Nature designed us to have a synergistic relationship with them. They have been given a endospore, which is an armor-like coating. Nature gave them this ability to protect themselves. It's kind of, from what I understand, it's a coating that's made of calcium and some other ingredients that protect them from the acid in the stomach, from the heat in the stomach, and allow them to arrive in the lower part of the GI tract, which is where we need them. And they arrive alive. They come out of a dormant state, which is what they're in nature and in the bottle because of the way we manufacture them. And then once they arrive in the lower part of the GI tract, they have an innate intelligence called quorum sensing that wakes them up. And their job is to act like managers of this community of bacteria, or police, if you will. And they have the ability to create nutrients. A lot of the B vitamins are produced by these bacteria. Vitamin K2, antioxidants, carotenoids. They're doing this. So if you think of a garden, we can use a garden as an analogy. They are creating the soil that is going to be most conducive to growing good plants and not weeds, right? So they create a shift so that there are more good bacteria than bad bacteria. And the good bacteria that are able to grow, those are the type that produce a lot of metabolites that are important for the rest of the bacterial community.
A quick question. Mm-hmm. So if I start taking a product, especially from your company, and this is something I always find intriguing when I talk supplements, and I take a lot of supplements, thanks to other people at this table who take more than me, but now I'm like, well, I'm taking that too, because that's, I do research, and I trust Ed and his folks because they're very well trained and educated. Is there a 90-day window before you can expect to see some results? Is there a 30-day? Does it depend on, in other words, how will you know when it's working? Is it just you'll feel better eventually? You'll see improvements in the symptoms? Is it a consistent timeline, or is it just dependent on what you're looking for? Does that make sense?
It's a good question, yeah. And I think it really depends. I mean, I hear stories of people who have been constipated the majority of their life, and within 2 days they see a difference in their bowel habits. I think most people notice some kind of change, whether it's something they can put their finger on or not, within a few days, certainly within the first week.
Yeah.
The majority of people will say that.
A lot of times we don't know, we don't feel great
right
until we feel better. Does that make sense?
That's a good statement. Yeah. It really is.
We get used to feeling a certain way, right?
This is just, I'm aging, or this is just what happens when you have this particular thing, and then you take something like this, or you become, you know, empowered to take care of your own health, and you go, oh, so you mean I don't have to wake up in pain? Or you mean I can go to the bathroom? Who knew how
freeing when we have a society who is as sick as we are, that does become the norm. So when your brother, your cousin, your schoolmates all have the same symptoms, you do tend to think it's normal.
Of course.
Real quickly, we had about 4 minutes left on the Megaspore. One is to answer this question. If a person is taking antibiotics, regular probiotics probably are going to be relatively useless during that, but a spore can be much more beneficial. Is that
correct? And we do have a study that shows these spore-forming bacteria have a way to protect themselves from the damaging effects of the antibiotics. So it's important to take this product alongside your antibiotic therapy. And if you have to remember, nature intended for us to have these organisms on board all the time. We're just making them available again.
I love it. And now, the second thing you talked about today was the ZenBiome dual product. And you talked about IBS and other issues. Tell us a little bit about that for about 2 minutes.
Yeah. So one of the body systems that has a great amount of crosstalk with the gut is the brain. And there's a lot of issues that tend to come about as a result of disruption in the gut-brain axis, or the way the gut and the brain communicate. And two of those very common conditions that result from this disruption are IBS and SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. They're very common today. And what I didn't realize was that they're both result from a disruption in the gut-brain axis. So ZenBiome is a line of psychobiotics that our company, Microbiome Labs,
created. And you
call
that psychobiotics?
Psychobiotic.
I love that.
Meaning the bacteria has shown its ability to impact the way the gut and the brain communicate. So we know in these patients that a lot of times their psychosocial symptoms, meaning anxiety, depression, inability to deal with stress, drive their gut symptoms. Maybe they get stressed out. Maybe they have a bout of anxiety and it results in some kind of change in their bowel movements. Maybe they get diarrhea as a consequence. This is the perfect candidate for our product called ZenBiome Dual. It has two different strains of Bifidobacterium longum. One is the 1714 strain is clinically shown through 7 studies to improve mood, improve sleep, stress coping, memory, focus. The other is Bifidobacterium longum 35624, which is the most well-researched probiotic in IBS. So the two together will help improve your cognitive function as well as your gut inflammation and the symptoms related to that.
Two things. You had me at sleep, and then I'll hand it back to you, Ed. Second, I say this all the time, not just about you. Don't take this personally. It's all our guests and Ed. Sometimes I just think y'all make up words as ingredients to make me feel stupid. But y'all continue to talk. I hear that and I go, that's a made up word. That's not a real word.
Somebody did come up with that.
Yeah, I know.
They did. It wasn't us.
No, I know.
It comes from research.
It's just the numbers are boring. They should have exciting words to it.
I just think Avengers 3000. I'm like, oh, yes. Of course I want to take the Thor 364. Yeah, but go ahead.
Yeah, you want the latest number, latest model.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Well, I truly believe in my heart of hearts that the future of healing and medicine has to be focused on this as a major category, because if not, we're dancing around a broken system that you keep patching. And people like you, your company, Microbiome Labs, is on the cutting edge. And the fact that companies like you are willing to spend the money to come train our staff helps us to help everyone else and helps us to become more of the expert in the community. So for people to learn more about this particular line, what website do you have?
Sure. It's microbiomelabs.com.
Oh, that's easy enough.
Yep.
Even Clint could get that.
You know what I'd probably do instead?
What?
I'd probably just go to Nutrition World and buy it there.
There you go.
I don't know. I might have to argue with on that. Yeah.
I thought that was a pretty good way to end it, man.
All right. Thank you so much for joining
us
today.
Thank you. Thanks very much for having me.
It is time to take a break. When we come back, I got a lot of different notes that I've been researching on ways to empower your health and try to talk about bad things that Clint has done the past week, which we haven't really spoke about.
Not true.
Not true. Okay. More to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I want to welcome a brand new sponsor, Alchemy Med Spa and Wellness Center. They were founded on a simple concept, the transformation from within, because beauty is for everyone. The Alchemy team are certified experts, passionate about treating, caring for, and educating their clients to help achieve optimal results. Let the Alchemy team help you to look and feel your best. They're located in Chattanooga, on the North Shore, and in downtown Cleveland. For more information, visit AlchemyMedSpaChat.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. And we are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Love Josh, love his crew, and he has a new Hickson location working out extremely well. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. Tell people how they can access Vital Health Radio and your podcast, Clint.
Yeah, so the Vital Health Radio comes out, of course, radio show, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock, but it comes out as a podcast on Tuesdays, the Vital Health Radio Download. I have several podcasts. During the Break, conversations with interesting people all around the world doing interesting things, DuringTheBreakPodcast.com. Of, by, and for the people, conversations around the American experiment, politics, culture, and headlines, and the Constitution with Eric Buchanan and Matthew Durham. Dayfire, adventures in the great outdoors with the founder and former owner of Rock Creek, Dawson Wheeler, and Crimecast, policing and old cases, new cases, crime in general with the former Chattanooga Police Chief, David Roddy. I'm trying to think of anyone else I have. Crime. Of, by, and for the people. Dayfire. Did I miss one? I think I got them all.
I think you got them
all. I got them all. There you go. Thank you, sir.
You did. You forgot the Mr. Longhorn podcast.
It's called, actually, it's a business coaching podcast. It's called failureavoidancecoach.com.
Oh, okay. You did.
That's
remember.
True.
Okay.
Failureavoidancecoach.com.
Good, Mr. Longhorn.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Okay.
All right. I have spoke once in a blue moon about this, but water bottles, plastic. I know we all know that it's environmentally not super friendly. Mm. You know, but life is what it is. Hey, do I grab one? Heck yes, I'll get a Dasani.
There's one in front of you, yeah.
Do you see the top has come off of it? No, it's still sealed, Clint Powell.
Okay.
Golly.
Continue with your news.
I'm not going to drink it now. Nah. You caught.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That's, I nailed you.
That was a chess game that I just lost.
You did. It's okay. We'll play another chess game sometime.
Checkmate.
Checkmate. All right. Continue on, sir.
So.
But you've not drank out of it yet.
That is true. Thank you. But I'm thirsty, but I will continue to be thirsty now.
Yeah.
But here's what we're worried about. Yes, the environmental thing is a worry. But the biggest thing is, the other biggest thing is when you cook your food in microwavable plastics, the toxic chemicals from that plastic will migrate into the food. And this is odd because we just talked about microwaves earlier, and I didn't even know I was going to have this study in front of me. But researchers from the University of Almeria in Spain tested commercially available ready-to-cook potatoes inside microwavable plastic food containers compared to those cooked without plastic. Well, significant migration of plastic chemicals occurred when the potatoes were microwaved, and a new potentially highly toxic compound also formed in the potatoes cooked inside the microwave in these containers. So that really nails the microwave conversation. And then 2 hours ago, and I love Dr. Saladino, another one of my people I learned from, and it's on Instagram. He talks about the carnivore diet a lot, but he referenced these studies on plastic compounds from bottled water that are found now, because they started analyzing them, in plaque in arteries. And the New England Journal of Medicine posted a very, very well done study that talked about the level of plastics are increasing the rate of heart disease. Well, it would make total sense if part of your cardiovascular system comprised of something that was not functional, like plastic. Yep. We're not even talking about the endocrine receptors being messed up, which is the hormones, because right now, compared to 25 years ago, we have 50% less sperm rate than we did even 25 years ago. It's scary. And at that rate, the world's population will sink in the countries that probably don't need it to sink. And I think in others, maybe it'll continue on just because of the culture of how it goes. But scary stuff. Now, do I drink bottled water? Heck, Clint just caught me. I have one sitting in front of me. I drink probably, if I take out Vital Health Radio once a week, I have 2 bottles a week. That's what I drink.
Right.
Yeah, that's it.
I drink. There's a coconut water I drink that comes in water bottles. I probably drink 20 a week.
Really? 20 coconut waters?
Yep. I drink probably 3 or 4 a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Just, wow. Okay, I've never, should I just lay down and wait for the coroner to come now? The big, long truck's coming right now. Ed just looked at me so sad. Deep breath.
Oh, yeah.
And, could you just lay down in front of the microwave and turn it on, Clint, and just finish yourself off?
Yeah, drink the water in front of the microwave.
While I'm eating my donut.
Bingo.
What could be better? That's a way to go out.
Well, it is legal suicide. But
wow. Okay.
Okay.
This took a dark turn. Save us, Ed. Save us.
Listen, when you know better, you do better. That's my new motto. Mm. When you know better, hopefully you do better. Okay?
Knowledge is not power. Acting on knowledge is power.
Okay. Well, bingo. We both hit it right.
I'm an idiot then, but continue on. Yeah.
Hey, we do blood testing in Nutrition World. One of the tests that I absolutely almost demand people to get that you are not going to get at your doctor is ferritin and iron. High iron is an under-recognized health threat. It's a general there's a general lack of awareness in the medical community regarding the potential health risk associated with high iron levels. A ferritin, which is storage iron, above about 80 means you're inflamed, have high iron, or both. A level of 200 is pathological. Guess what? The blood test ranges, I'm going by memory, I believe is over 250. So if you go to your doctor and you said, I want a ferritin test, and it came back at 249, the studies are showing it's pathologically diseased almost, your doctor's going to say, you're fine. You're fine.
Because it's in the range.
Yeah, it's in range. So the higher your ferritin level, the shorter your lifespan. You're also much more likely to die of a heart attack or cancer. Left untreated, high iron levels can and probably will cause liver damage, including infections and cancers. So if you come to Nutrition World on every Tuesday and Thursday, you can get that tested, and you got to know what the optimal levels are. So again, do not think that you can be healthy living in the reference ranges. They are far, far too wide.
Healthy range for a male is between 12 and 300.
That's what I thought.
For females, between 12 and 150.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel like I have a staff of researchers right at my fingertips here with Clint Powell. He always is on the game.
Oh, I am. I'm like a walking encyclopedia. As long as I have the phone in my hand.
You have fast fingers.
Yes, absolutely.
Fast fingers, Longhorn. Yes. Hey, I want to talk about again one more time on Firehouse Subs.
Yep.
The reason I'm going over there is because I love their, it's not even a gimmick. I love they do something that no other restaurant does. You get to order your 8-inch turkey, which is very high quality turkey. I get mustard only, no mayonnaise, because mayonnaise has seed oils, which are canola. And I don't want all the carbs, but I love the taste of that bread. So I can order what's called, I forget the exact name, but they pull the bread out of the top, inside part of the bread.
Yeah, they canoe it out, you call
it. Canoe
it
out. Yeah. That's great. Great word for it. Canoe it out. I get 80% of the taste and probably 80% less carbs, or maybe 70%. So Firehouse Subs, again, learning where to go to get the right choices and also making the right choices is important for the long run. So I'm compromising. I don't get exactly the sandwich I want, but I also feel never bad after I leave. I'm totally satisfied.
Fantastic. Good for you.
Where you been eating anywhere new?
No. There's a Nick and Norman's little bar and restaurant downtown. I went to. It's next to Slick's. I'm not Slick's. Stir. That's pretty good.
Is
I
went it?
To, yeah, it's not bad. It's, got
it's been
really
there
good.
A while.
Yeah, it's good. I'm not, yeah, but I don't get out much. So, no, other everything else we've kind of eaten. I've eaten at the same place. Oh, we went to Taco Mamacita. I've never been. I've been
the
there a couple
one?
Times. Yeah, we went to the new one.
How was it?
73 or 74 hour wait. We waited 5 days out in the parking lot. Jeez almighty.
I believe it.
Oh, my God. If you have trouble sleeping, just go get on the waiting list there. You'll pass out in your car. It was good. It was pretty good. There's still learning curves over there as far as service and stuff goes. But the food was fantastic.
What did you get?
I can't remember.
Yeah, because I like going there.
I'm not a Mexican, Hispanic, spicy food. They have a couple things. But they have something called the Steakhouse something. I can't remember the name of it. And you can't go wrong.
Okay.
As long as it comes with Steakhouse in it, you can pick through it. And it was good. I actually ate the whole thing. It was actually very good.
I loved eating their salads downtown, but what I didn't like, which is what's true of all restaurants, every dressing is full of seed oils. And I didn't even really know what the word seed oil was. This is way before COVID.
Uh-huh.
And I knew they were unhealthy.
You know what's not? You know what doesn't have seed oil in it?
What?
Their salsa. That's what I get, chips and salsa.
Oh, that would not have it.
I bet their chips do, though.
You know, I love this kind of stories. This has nothing to do with life. But, you know, Steve Harvey, the guy on TV, he sent a television every year to the teacher who told him in class that he would never be on television. When he was in sixth grade, his teacher gave the class an assignment of what they want him to be when you grow up. It was Steve, who had a severe stutter at the time, wrote that he wanted to be on TV. Well, Steve's teacher, though his dream was ridiculous and ridiculed, Steve in front of the class and called his parents and report that he was being a smart aleck in class. They called and said that. Well, Steve was confused by the reaction, but his father's encouragement helped him stay on the path toward his goals. So many years later, he stated, every year when the teacher was living, I used to send her a TV for Christmas. I like that.
No, let's address a couple things. First of all, this is why when parents want to extract all the conflict from their kids' lives, you never know where that conflict's going to lead them. I'm not saying bullying or being told you can't do something isn't good, but there's no Steve Harvey, apparently, if you don't have things like this in his life. Second, why are we upset at the teacher for telling somebody practical stuff? The one guy out of 1,000, the Wally Wachowskis of the world that used to be on the radio that stuttered, I get it. But the teacher was probably giving practical advice because they're dealing with mass groups of people. Chase your dreams is great unless it's not real. That's not their job. And the last thing, hey, table for one, Mr. Bitterman. Really? We're going to send somebody a TV every year? The poor educational person making 30 grand a year that's trying to give you good advice, and you're sending them a TV to show them? What a petty, butthead.
No, what it is is teaching other teachers to be cautious with their words.
Send it to all the other teachers, and that teacher, I'm pretty sure, learned the lesson when you're a millionaire.
I bet this story went beyond Vital Health Radio, so there'll be teachers who'll listen and say, I better kind of be careful and wise about the words.
So how many lives are going to be ruined if I tell 10 kids that, the good, and the seven that try and fail, and they end up being something they're not? That's ridiculous. That's a dumb story, and Steve Harvey should be ashamed of himself.
I think the co-host has a dumb take on the dumb story.
Stupid. I send a TV to her every year. I showed her making 60 like she cried at Christmas. I got a TV again. Well, whatever.
Well, no, she won. She won really good. She got a $400 TV every year for having unwise words.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she hit the jackpot.
Yeah, at least he's not petty. At least he's moved on.
Okay.
What a weirdo.
Oh, I like that. I like that take. Okay. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, that's a go. There's a little hot and cold for you.
Woo!
I just ruined the show. Today's been Clint ruining this radio show.
Clint is wired up today about something.
I'm ruining. This is my last show, everybody.
Now let's talk about maybe something else like cognitive improvement, because I think there may be people who may need that in the room. But Life Extension, who I truly love, in a randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trial, people aged 50 to 70 with cognitive impairment took 1,500 milligrams of magnesium threonate. That is different than any magnesium because it passes the brain barrier the others don't. And after 12 weeks, it was significantly increased performance speed for executive function and cognitive processing. I take about 600 milligrams a day, and I do feel that it's valuable in my pack of goodies. I do want to say, I don't know if you saw this, but Elon Musk was, they were talked about him on ketamine. I kind of did not realize that he's doing ketamine. And he kind of had a little bit of a story, you know, I think it sounded like he was dancing around it, but it felt like he probably has some moments of depression and maybe anxiety.
Afterwards?
No, not afterwards.
No, seriously. I mean, you mean...
No, that's why he's doing ketamine.
That's what I didn't know. Yeah, okay, yeah. I was just trying to align the story. Yeah, I got you.
So, you know, again, because it's kind of a fringe treatment, you know, there's people who will kind of put him down for being on that level. But I just want to say from personal experience, I go to Chattanooga Neurotherapy. Unbelievable for professionalism. They offer IV ketamine, which I believe is far better for some people than the low dose ketamine.
And you know, I don't understand why people get on to folks doing something. First of all, that's legal and under supervision, whether it's testosterone or estrogen or ketamine or a supplement or creatine monohydrate. Oh, are you taking creatine? Seriously.
I know it.
Well, I don't understand that. It's, if it makes my life better, it makes me a healthier human and a quality of life, why are you putting me down? I don't get that. If it works for him, let him do it. Who cares?
It's hurting no one.
But it's actually helping him. If it helps him, then go back to making your, you know, sandwiches and leave him alone.
Yeah, that's better than Steve Harvey giving TVs.
Way better. Hey, Steve Harvey could use some ketamine treatments, to be honest with you. He ought to go with Elon.
Hey, more than 80,000 people in Japan are 100 plus years old.
Wow.
88.2% of them are women. Yes, yes, and yes.
Surprise?
No, not really.
No, not at all.
No. No. I don't know what the whole deal, but I think genetically, I think they're just prone to live longer. I'm not going to make any comments about why men are struggling to live to be 80 because they're married to the wrong person or this or that. No, I'm not, actually. I think women are really genetically programmed to live longer.
I'm very happy with who I'm dating now, so I should live to be 100.
Oh. Is that how it works?
I don't have a clue.
Yeah, I know.
She's hoping I don't live to be 100. I can tell you that right now.
All right, brother. It's time to take a break. We come back. A little bit of words of wisdom. That plus more to as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. And stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell. And again, I want to read from the Daily Stoic, which I found very, very touching this week. Actually wrote a couple of the words on the palm of my hand. That's one way that I tried to remember interesting and important little pieces to the word puzzle. You know, it's very easy to get comfortable, to build up your life exactly how you want it to be. Minimize your inconveniences, hand off the stuff you don't like to do, to find what you enjoy, where you enjoy it, and never leave. But a velvet rut is what it's called. It's nice, but the comfort tricks you into thinking you're not stuck. And look, after a pandemic, a period of inflation, bad news constantly screaming at you from your TV or timeline, after months of harsh weather, it's hard not to seek that comfort. It's been a long December, as the song goes, and there's plenty of reason to crawl into a velvet rut with a blanket, or perhaps to jet off with someone warm and radiant and luxury. But you know what? The Stoics knew that this was a kind of death. Yes, a kind of death, that as soon as we stop growing, we start dying. Or at least we become more vulnerable to the swings of fate and fortune. Seneca talked over and over again about the importance of adversity, of not only embracing the struggle life throws at us, but actively seeking out that difficulty so you can be stronger and better and more prepared. I know Clint and I talk about, and you do talk a lot about that. Mm-hmm. It's funny, over here at the Daily Stoic, at the company that puts this out, he said, we do these challenges throughout the year. On the one hand, this name is probably bad marketing. People don't usually get excited by the thought of being challenged, but that is what makes them grow. So yes, it has been a long December, but as the song also reminds us, there's reason to believe that this year will be better than the last. And that reason is you. If you allow yourself to be, if you challenge yourself, if you decide to climb out of your velvet rut, a person who has never been challenged, Seneca says, who always gets their way, is a tragic figure. They have no idea what they are capable of. They are not even close to fulfilling their potential. Stop wondering about, Marcus Aurelius said to himself, perhaps on the eve of a new season just like this one. Get busy with life's purpose, he commanded. Toss aside empty hopes, get active in your own rescue, and if you care for yourself at all, do it while you can. And so as the seasons change, as the clocks change, we want to urge one last time to join the thousands of other Stoics. And because one of the best ways to cure anxiety, to deal with stress, and to become present is really to throw yourself into some means of self-improvement. Stop procrastinating, break out, break free, get cleaning, and challenge yourself. I think you and I both live a life of accepting challenges.
Yeah. Two things I'll say on that. First of all, until you realize that growth is actually part of death. I mean, as soon as you start growing,
something leaves.
Well, and you're moving towards the inevitable. It's not internal growth, mm-hmm. right? Something ends. That's just all part of it. Just like success is failure, yes. failure is success. And then I don't understand in business why we work on our business skills, but never our personal and life skills. Because mm-hmm. to me, if you work on the person you are, that will translate into being better at the work you do.
You are so
right. You know
right.
what I'm saying? What you take from what you do mm-hmm. outside of work into that, and you become a better salesperson, better boss, better coworker, everything.
So. And the velvet rut of just living in the comfort zone of life, if you're capable of doing that, tends to make people freeze in the evolution of their life.
Listen,
it just does.
Even seeds think they're getting buried when the soil cuts off the light. They have no idea that something's about to come. They're about to become something different.
I like that. Yeah. Love that. All right. Clint, I appreciate your wisdom. That does it for this week's
really
edition
smart.
Of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Bain Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. And we thank you for listening. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Bain Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.